The research article entitled Identification of Putative Serum Autoantibodies Associated with Post-Acute Sequelae of COVID-19 via Comprehensive Protein Array Analysis was authored by Hatayama and Miyakawa et al. From the National Institute of Infectious Diseases in Japan. It was published on the 19th of February 2025 in the International Journal of Molecular Sciences. Autoantibodies, antibodies which target the body's own tissue, have emerged as important factors in the acute phase of COVID-19. However, their possible role in post-acute sequelae of COVID-19, PASC pathology, remains unknown. This study aimed to identify novel serum autoantibodies associated with PASC and assess their potential as biomarkers. The authors used protein bead array technology with high-throughput protein synthesis using wheat cell-free technology to identify autoantibodies from the serum of three PASC patients. Profile comparisons revealed 10 elevated autoantibodies across all three patients. Of these, four candidates, FBX02, APAT1, TRIM21, and ANAPC10, showed robust expression profiles. In addition, PITX2 demonstrated significant elevation in one patient and was detectable in another, suggesting potential diagnostic value. To evaluate their potential as biomarkers of PASC, the authors used 139 serum samples from PASC patients, 14 PASC COVID-19 convalescents, non-PASC, and 100 pre-pandemic healthy controls. After multiple regression analyses, adjusting for confounding variables, FBX02 and PITX2 autoantibodies demonstrated statistically significant elevation in PASC patients compared to non-PASC and healthy control groups. Interestingly, PITX2 is a critical transcription factor for cardiac function that may be involved in the cardiovascular and neurocognitive symptoms observed in PASC patients. Autoantibodies targeting FBX02 associated with the regulation of local inflammation may explain the persistent inflammation associated with PASC. Further longitudinal studies with larger cohorts, along with functional in vitro and in vivo studies, are needed to help understand the timing of autoantibody production and their possible role in PASC.